Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, episode 20-24, the 24th podcast of 2020. On this, the 12th day of July, 2020, and we are in it. What an amazing year. What an amazing summer it's been so far. Hopefully you guys are staying safe. There's a lot for us to talk about, and so that's what we are going to do. Looking forward to this. So let's just get right into it. I've got a few announcements to make, but let me start with this announcement. We've had a lot of listener feedback going into the radio station, the American Christian Network affiliate out of Spokane, Liberty Broadcasting System on KTW, which is where we broadcast from on Saturday mornings. On 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial, plus the live streaming that the radio station provides. Well, because of the listener letters and the requests, we've been approached by the station management asking if we would be willing to take a slot, one of two slots that opened up on a daily basis. And so we will be on KTW weekdays. In the morning, during the commute from 7 to 7.30 a.m., and that's what we're calling it, the commute, with JJS and Lady Liberty. So tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Pacific time, is our first show, and we are looking very much forward to that. We're just going to do an introduction, just introduce ourselves. It's going to be a different listening audience. But we're excited about the opportunity, especially now with the news cycle and things happening so rapidly, a weekly Saturday recap of events and then a weekly podcast on Sunday nights is not even adequate to cover everything there is without doing. Last week was a two-hour podcast. And so what we're going to do is break those down into we're still going to do the Sunday night podcast, still going to do the Saturday morning show for now, but each Saturday morning. What a great way to start off the day. Then boom, 7:30 a.m., done, on with your day. And we've addressed issues that are timely, that are affecting us. And as things are developing, we can talk about those. It's going to be something really exciting. We talked to Glenn and Shelby about that last night. So Saturday. So that brings us into the news and commentary. Brought to you by the authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, husband and wife team. He is the author of the 299 Days series. She's the author of the three-book series, A Great State. Both of those book series are out in audiobook as well. And you can find out more by going to their website at prepping2-0.com. And that's their podcast. They started a podcast last year to discuss taking prepping to the next level, prepping 2.0. And they had Lady Liberty and myself on with them on Saturday. We pre-recorded their podcast, which will air this coming Thursday. Plus another, that was an hour, then an hour segment after that for their Patreon followers, their paid followers, with bonus additional content. So we had a really great discussion. It's got into some deep stuff and it was really great. But anyway, they are our sponsors for the news and commentary as usual. We thank you both, Glenn and Shelby, for your continuing support of Radio Free Redoubt. From onenewsnow.com, there is an official plan by the Trump administration to drop its membership in the World Health Organization, an arm of the United Nations. A pro-life group welcomes that announcement. Now, we already knew about that, but now folks are stepping up and saying thank you for this from an official standpoint. The far-left international group angered the United States and other countries for defending China during the first crucial weeks of COVID, the COVID-19 outbreak. And so from CFAM, Rebecca OS says that sordid partnership was obvious to see. Yeah, good job cutting off ties with them. Also from One News Now, conservative political analyst is confident the Americans won't support a presidential candidate who doesn't vigorously oppose the mob actions the public sees taking place in several major cities across the country. It seems like our country is going absolutely insane. Many of them are. But the majority of us see this and say, this is insane. I don't support this. I don't condone this. I don't accept this. This is not normal. I'm not going to accept this as the new normal. This mob mentality, we absolutely stand opposed to it. And we are going to support someone, anyone who is going to vigorously stand against this mob rule, a thug, burning in the streets mentality, dismantling our system. Is just not going to stand for it. Well, we are going to vote accordingly in the polls this November. And come what may, let their heads explode over the ordeal of having President Trump in for another 4 years. He's just the man for the job at the right place at the right time in history. And we're grateful for him because the alternative is, anyone else but Trump. President Trump would not be handling things the way they need to be handled. So I heard some grumbling and some complaining about President Trump, and I don't like the way he talks, and he's a little brash, and he doesn't have any filters, and so on and so forth. But guys, God gave him to us, and if we complain, he could take President Trump away from us too. And where do you think that's going to leave us? So be thankful for the reprieve that we have. There is no perfect man out there, and we don't worship any man, but we are grateful that someone other than the Hillary was put in place, or any of the other, even the Republicans. The Republican candidates would have capitulated by now. Name one that wouldn't have. I believe that any one of those that were going up against President Trump would have capitulated. They would have softened their message. They would have backpedaled. They would not have had the boldness and the courage. We need somebody brash right now. We need a Winston Churchill right now. Be offended. Fine. So anyway, from Just the News, citing coronavirus, California may release up to 18,000 prisoners by the end of August. The state of California may see as many as 18,000 inmates released in an effort to decrease prison population density and slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. More, the scam continues. The California Department of Corrections announced Friday that up to 8,000 currently incarcerated persons could be eligible for release by the end of August under new measures. But now they're saying, what, 18,000 and an additional 10,000? And isn't it like communist revolutionaries during a communist revolution to release prisoners into the populace, into the population, the civilian population, not general population. We're talking the population of the citizenry of the country to perpetuate the chaos. Speaking of the chaos, the University of Southern California's School of Cinematic Arts is moving to remove the John Wayne exhibit. How much more American can you get than that? The University of Southern California's School of Cinematic Arts announced Friday it will remove its exhibit of Hollywood legend John Wayne, citing an initiative to promote anti-racist cultural values. Really, while they advance racism, but only from the other end of the extreme spectrum. So he made some students demanded the removal of the Wayne exhibit over remarks he made during a 1971 Playboy magazine interview. Police executed a search warrant at a home of this gun-toting couple in St. Louis. This is from WGN-TV. If you guys remember me talking about this last week with these two lawyers, who one of them came out with an AR-15 and this woman came out with a handgun as this group of BLM people breached the gate to a private community and were marching down the street. They came out, as is their right, with firearms in their hands, but they're saying they brandished these firearms. So their lawyer said, the couple's lawyer said that a search warrant was served Friday evening that the gun that Mark McCloskey was holding in the video was seized. Well, they went after the black gun, but not the silver gun. Don't black guns matter? I don't understand. Why did they go after the black gun? They took the AR-15 and the woman's silver handgun they didn't take in the search warrant. So I'm a little concerned here about the this unequal justice being applied toward specifically a black gun. Well, Schwartz, their lawyer, told the Associated Press that arrangements have been made to turn over to authorities on Saturday the gun that Patricia McCloskey had been holding, adding that her gun was inoperable at the time of the protest and still is. Well, maybe that explains why she had her finger on the trigger while she was waving it, the muzzle, at the crowd. But they felt in fear, their property, their lives, potentially. It is their constitutional right to defend themselves. It's their right to stand. They're saying brandishing a firearm, but it is your right to stand on your own property with a firearm in your hand. So we'll see where this goes. But this attorney, this circuit attorney, Kimberly Gardner, listen to what she says. She's a St. Louis's top prosecutor, issued a statement after the June 28th incident, and she said she was, quote unquote, alarmed by what happened, that, quote, any attempt to chill the right to peacefully protest through intimidation or threat of deadly force will not be tolerated. So their right to peacefully protest, in other words, breach a private security gate, march toward screaming and yelling obscenities, a organization, a group, Black Lives Matter, who's been associated with violence across the country, arson, death of police officers. So they have a right to peacefully, she's worried about their right to peacefully protest to be chilled by the threat of deadly force. These people have the right. Deadly force is, in the hands of citizens, is a deterrent to those would be. That deadly force is a deterrent. So hopefully it won't have to be used, needed. But once again, people are saying, should we come to these people's aid? I'm like, you know what? No. They made this bed. They're both continuously in litigation, reportedly, with people all around them. They're always filing lawsuits. They're typical lawyers, it seems. And they have a long history, now we are learning, have learned, of donating to Democrat candidates. Now they're concerned about having their firearms taken from them, and they wanted the right to defend themselves. Well, guess what? The bed they made, they now have to sleep in. Hate to see it happen like this way, but you know, it's the irony of it. It's coming back to bite them. And there's just something in my gut was telling me there's more to this than just this poor couple that was defending themselves, but from this mob, and now they're taking their firearms. I'm like, yeah, something smells here. Something doesn't pass the smell test, and we're learning that now. They donated to all these Democrat candidates. I say let them just wallow in it, and let that be a lesson to others who might be considering financially supporting Marxist candidates. From rhinopack.org, Stark Raving Mad, the Stark Raving Mad page. Non-white students are preferred. This is coming from July 10th, this Friday. Olympia, Washington. Governor Inslee, a Marxocrat from Washington, has decided to begin reopening Washington State's schools, but in doing so, he has chosen to pick and choose which children are most important and will be accommodated first. Governor Inslee also would be expected of a liberal Democrat, has been chosen children of color, quote unquote, to be the most deserving. followed by the children of derelicts, then children of other special groups. Last on his list are the children of whites. Interesting. Stark Raving Mad page from Rhino Pack picked up on this story. Government-sponsored systematic racism towards whites is pervasive in Democrat-controlled cities and states throughout the nation. Well, that makes sense. Actually, Democrats were the cornerstone of the slave market, too. And the foundation of the KKK, Democrat Party. They're all Democrats. Special programs, special schools, special preferences for job openings, preferential treatment for subsidized housing, all directed towards anyone other than white, quote unquote. There are now before Congress proposals for reparations granting cash to people of color for slavery when none of them has ever been a slave, paid for by the people who's never owned a slave. And in fact, my family wasn't even in America while there was slavery here. Actually, it is probably best that decent children of all races, but particularly white children, not return to government schools. I say one of the best things to happen from this COVID-19 is the public schools, the public indoctrination centers, the government schools got shut down. That's the best thing that's happened. I mean, we're at this place in our country right now. The reason why they're exploiting the people that are exploiting this COVID-19 thing, turning it into a crisis, are a product of a Marxist education system. Shut it down. You, instead of defunding police, how about defunding the propaganda centers, the government school systems? That's what I say. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with segment two here in just a moment. And we're going to talk about some, let's see. In this, I want to talk about discernment and pick up where I left off from yesterday's Saturday show. I want to expand on discernment and talk about the discernment of the sons of Issachar, the spirit of the sons of Issachar. And then in segment three, some action items. I'm going to start reserving segment three for action items. Segment four, of course, Lady Liberty will be coming on to talk about some things that she's been researching. So stay right there. We'll be back with segment two right after this here at Radio Free Redoubt. Hi, this is John Jacob Schmidt.
And I'm Lady Liberty.
We invite you to join us each weekday morning from 7 a.m. to 7:30 for The Morning Commute, a production of Radio Free Redoubt.
Listen on the ACN affiliate, KTW, out of Spokane on 96.5 FM, AM 630, or live streaming by clicking on the Liberty Bell at acn.cc.
God bless, and we'll see you then. Welcome back to segment two of Radio Free Redoubt. Tonight, where Selkirk Mountain Real Estate is sponsoring segment two. Thank you guys. God bless you guys for your continued support as well. SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com is the website where they are helping folks just like you get strategically relocated into the free zones. They specifically help folks who are moving to the northern part of the panhandle of Idaho, up in the northern counties there. SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com. Okay, I don't know if you guys saw this article. It was also at One News Now. It was actually in several places. It went viral this week. But BLM, ostensibly Black Lives Matter, but really a communist Marxist street group, street thug, chaos creators, fight and curse and scream outside of a church service. A Black Lives Matter protest in New York has garnered national attention after churchgoers were blocked from entering their own building. They were cursed, they were hit, they were beaten on a recent Sunday morning. The chaotic scene outside Grace Baptist Church, located in Troy, New York. That's up there in New Europe, formerly known as New England, went viral on social media. About videos showed BLM members yelling and pushing church members, and in a separate video, disrupting the church service itself, like coming into the church, screaming Black Lives Matter during the church service, cursing at parishioners. One lady said, "Jesus loves you." They said, you know, F you. And apparently they stayed outside the entire time on the one Sunday morning into the afternoon, demonstrating, chanting, protesting, blocking the entrance. But this, I think, is the pastor. Yeah, John Coetus says that one of the church members went out to get someone to come in, and they took him, put him in a headlock, kicked him, and punched him. Persecuted for your faith, man. That's a blessing, actually. But dangerous, and this is happening across the country. These little incidents like this, but this is an escalation. This is not punching and kicking people and screaming at them and yelling and trying to disrupt the church service is not happening all across the country. What I mean is the hostility and the violence and the attitude toward conservatives, Christians. Now, these are black parishioners as well going to this church. They're black, they're white, they're getting along. Nobody's hating anybody for the color of their skin except for those that are outside protesting. So apparently they were going to give they were having a firearm giveaway or some type of a contest or something like that at the church. These guys are screaming and yelling. You guys aren't social distancing. You should be closed. And we're going to shut you down. That's the basic attitude. So call the police, right? Well, this pastor also says when our church members were coming to church, they were turned away by the Troy Police Department, saying that it might not be a good day because of the protests, telling church parishioners it might not be a good day to come to church or come into your church because of the protesters. One video posted to Twitter by Grace Baptist can be seen. There's a link here. This One News Now shows three police officers watching a crowd of about 50 protesters angrily yelling outside the church, and the police department not doing anything to stop this. Daily Wire reported that it appears that Colitas was attacked by the group at some point, since one protester is heard taunting him, "How's your head feel, Pastor?" And Colitas says that the Troy police officers eventually showed up, but he insists they did nothing to stop the violence. Now, here's the irony. This type of groups hates police officers. Black Lives Matter protests all across the country has inspired the execution of police officers, the assassination of police officers. They want to defund they are enemies of the police, and the police are afraid. They show up, and instead of keeping the peace, instead of protecting and upholding the rights of the citizens to peaceably assemble, to peaceably worship, they do nothing to those who are violating their rights and disturbing the peace. And one of the protesters yells, "This is what democracy looks like," with a bullhorn. And they're exactly right. That is what democracy looks like. We need to return to a republic, because democracy is mob rule. It's mob rule. We need to discern the times that we are living in. Hebrews 5:14 says, "But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." Instead, what these people are doing in the world are calling good evil and evil good. Darkness for light and light for darkness. Wickedness. Well, Sam Culper on Facebook, I mentioned this yesterday, it bears repeating. Sam Culper posted on his Facebook page, which caught the attention of several listeners. They were going, "Whoa, look at this." Now, here's mild-mannered, soft-spoken Samuel Culper from the Forward Observer posts this. "I hesitate to write this because I know how it will be cast, but it needs to be said. When the time comes, don't let anything or anyone discourage you from the violence that needs to occur. The only way the boot gets lifted is if we move it. We can't pass our position to our progeny. Saying we can't pass this responsibility on to the next generation. Now, when he's saying, the reason why he hesitates to say this is because how it's going to be spun and twisted by the ilk, like Southern Poverty Law Center and these other types. Anti-Defamation League or whatever, all these other groups. He said, when the time comes, don't let anything or anyone discourage you from the violence that needs to occur. What he means is the necessity, when it becomes necessary for you to use violence to defend yourself, to defend your country against domestic enemies or foreign enemies, it will require violence. You will be told that you shouldn't use violence. You shouldn't hit back. You shouldn't. When the bully punches you and you punch him back, they're going to be running up to you saying, hey, you're not supposed to hit back. Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because the bully punches you doesn't mean you can punch him. Well, actually, it does. Because what we know about bullies is that if you don't stand up to them, it gets worse and worse and worse. And the bully only will stop when you speak his language, when you respond with the violence that he is extending onto you or someone that you care about or someone that's oppressed or someone that can't fight back. When that equal or greater level degree of force is applied toward the bully, that is the only deterrent. My own personal experience in life and my study of history as an amateur historian show the same thing to be true time and time again. So violence needs to occur sometimes, like the example that I gave during the interview with Glenn and Shelby. You know, when a man comes to your door and he says, I'm going to have my way with your wife, and right there is his opportunity to repent and walk away. If he persists and forces his will onto your home, your family, you, to carry out his will, you have only, you know, one, a couple of choices. You can resist or you can capitulate. But if you do resist and he's a violent person, it will require violence. It will be necessary. There will be a need, a necessity of violence in order to deter that determined adversary who's willing to use violence on you to overcome your will so he can exert his. That's where we are. And that is what Sam Culper means, and he is dead on right. Unlike the lies where they're saying, these patriots, they're planning war. As we're discussing, look, if we keep on this trajectory, there will be some type of conflict in our country. We need to be thinking about that. What do we do as Christians? How do we respond to this? Of course, this was through a betrayal of Matt Shea and, of course, the rest of us. This was twisted and distorted into we're planning for war, planning to overthrow the government. But the people that are actually overthrowing the government and the people that are actually truly bringing on the violence is who we were discussing. What do we do if we're faced with that? But they twist it. Oh, we're planning the violence. That's a lie. It's a lie. They call us domestic terrorists because we are, as combat veterans, we're looking at the reality and history, but the reality of what's happening in America, understanding full well where this could go if something doesn't intervene to alter the course of the direction that we're headed. And so now here we are. That was in 2017. We were holding these meetings and discussions. Now, 3 years later, here we are. Not with us being the domestic terrorists, not us that are planning war, but others that have been planning war are now carrying it out. You know how we know that? Because we have discernment. Discernment that has been given to us from the Lord to understand no matter what the liars say. Just like Sanballat saying to Nehemiah when they were rebuilding the wall, oh, we know why you're rebuilding the wall. We know why you're bringing your people into this area and strengthening the area and strengthening the walls so you can take over. We're telling the king. Well, that's exactly what these folks have done. We're going to strengthen this area so we can preserve our conservative, traditional American ideals and values. Even if the rest of the country doesn't want it, we want to hold to those here. Oh, you're trying to overthrow the... We know why you're doing this. We're telling the FBI. I've had this conversation before. But that's precisely what's happened. And now we're seeing that manifested now, today, right in front of us, on the news, in front of our eyes, on our own streets. So there is a really great article at the website called FromHisPresence.com. I want to share some of it with you. It covers discernment, and it's titled The Anointing of the Sons of Issachar. So this came out August 24th, 2017, incidentally about the same time that large dozens of patriots, from pastors to activists, political activists, to elected officials, those in law enforcement, people with podcasts and radio shows, all were discussing this potential eventuality, which eventually got twisted into this evil, maniacal, right-wing extremist plot to overthrow the government, anti-government thing, which was all lies, as you know. But about the same time, he's writing this article in 2017 about the anointing of the sons of Issachar, who had a supernatural level of discernment, the ability to discern the times and the seasons that they were in. So let me share this with you. Jamie Rohrbach, or Rohrbach, wrote this. I first wrote about the anointing of the sons of Issachar several years ago. It has become more important than ever since that time. We are in a season of many divine realignments. Every believer needs the Issachar anointing in order to not miss out on what God is doing. So, what is the Issachar anointing? Did you know that in the Bible, there was a unique group of people that always knew what to do and when to do it? A group of folks that had such perception and wisdom that a whole nation followed them and waited for their example. It's true. They were called the sons of Issachar, and they were one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Check out what these bad boys and girls had going for them. They studied the movements of the stars and planets and understood chronological time. They were responsible for calling the whole nation together when the stars aligned. Literally, they studied this. The Jewish feast days are approximately based upon the lunar calendar, with consideration also given to the movement of the sun. The nation had to gather to worship God on specific days on this heavenly calendar. Now, that's something I don't understand, and I'm not calling for, but what I'm talking about is the discernment. So when these guys saw signs and wonders happen in the heavens, like with the sun, moon, stars, the sons of Issachar knew how to interpret the meaning of those events. That's the supernatural component I don't understand. But the sons of Issachar understood chronological time, but they also understood spiritual and political time. This is the part I want to focus in on, because this is what I do understand. The sons of Issachar could discern what God was doing and when he was doing it. They knew when one move of God was ending and another was beginning. They could discern when a leader was falling and another leader was rising. They could even tell you who the next leader should be. They knew who to follow and when to follow him or her. Not only that, but the sons of Issachar also excelled in knowledge of God's law. They were full of wisdom. In fact, God chose the sons of Issachar as one of the three tribes to go out in front of Israel whenever the nation moved. Judah, the praising people, went first, then Issachar, the wise and discerning ones, then Zebulun, the financiers. That's quite a combination. The sons of Issachar were so sharp and so spiritually astute that the whole nation depended on them to know what they ought to do and when they ought to do it. 1 Chronicles 12:32 tells us the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. So he also points, this author points to the Matthew Henry's commentary from 1708 to 1710 and Adam Clark's commentary from 1831, which are linked here at the bottom of that post. I'll put it in the highlights resources posting about this article. So the sons of Issachar had something special. Their ability to discern the times and seasons was an incredible advantage. Now, these guys were special, set aside, who were given this type of discernment. We have that discernment if we will use that. As Christians today, we have the Holy Spirit. That was something that's different, that sets us apart, or I guess grafts us in with these kind of people. We have this if we will use it and if we will ask for it, the supernatural discernment to understand the times that we're in. Many of us do. And what they're saying is that we're the ones that are crazy and we're the ones that are trying to overthrow the government. We're the ones that are anti-government. We're the ones that are trying to disrupt and overthrow the democracy, which they have actually, they're right. We are trying to overthrow the democracy that they're trying to set up because they have overthrown the republic, which we are trying to restore. But their ability to discern at the times and seasons was an incredible advantage. That ability gave them inside knowledge and understanding of God's activities. They were not taken by surprise when things happened. They had influence as a result of their unique ability to understand times and seasons. They knew what Israel should do and when it should be done. The nation followed their example. The good news is, you and I can have the anointing of the sons of Issachar. We can have the same ability to discern the times and seasons. That is from the article that I just read, a portion of it at fromhispresence.com. And you can just do a search, Anointing of the Sons of Issachar. Fascinating read. And this is the kind of stuff that we need now, that level of discernment, because there's so much swirling misinformation and disinformation intended to cause confusion and confusion among the patriots, the Christian patriots. We can't have it. We've got to have clarity, and that type of clarity will only come from one place, which is going to tie into my action items in segment 3 coming right up. So stay right there. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and we are streaming from the Patriot-held territories, the American Redoubt. We'll be right back. I recommend Glenn Tate's 10-book series titled 299 Days. From a lawyer and government insider's perspective, he lays out a plausible scenario that could very well come about if we continue on the path we're on as a country. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
There is no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable, and let it come! I repeat it, sir, let it come! It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God! I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Hardly a shot was fired. With ruthless propaganda and clever political intrigue, the Soviets captured control of 5 free governments. and sealed off 70 million people behind an iron curtain.
This is segment three of The Voice of the American Redoubt, broadcasting from the free zones in Patriot territory. Segment three is brought to you by Strategic Landscape Design, designs to help keep you safe and to help you thrive. This more than any other time, this type of thing is important. If you haven't already started, then, and you don't know where to start, Strategic Landscape Design has a consulting service to help you get the most out of your property for setting it up strategically for food production, alternative power and energy, defensibility, accessibility, I mean, just all of these things you want to take into consideration, securing your water rights, all of these things, getting water, be able to produce water on your property. These guys help, and they also help if you're deciding on a couple of pieces of property. You're trying to weigh the two, and you want to find out which one's going to be strategically the most advantageous. These guys can help you out with that as well. And you don't have to be living in the American Redoubt either. They have remote consulting services. Okay, so this segment here, I want to talk about it's kind of an action item segment. I got a listener letter, and he quoted, or he linked a letter to American Greatness, which is amgreatness.com, from Friday. And the title of it, of the article, is Fauci is a Deep State Fraud. And I'm so glad that so many people are actually seeing through this and seeing this for what it is. But he adds his own thoughts. This listener who sent this letter in adds some of his own thoughts. And poignant as usual. But he says, as a further point, seriously, think what contact tracing implements. In other words, the American Stasi. Consider the compliance with mask wearing mandates in the same vein as wearing the Star of David sewn on your clothing. Agreed. That's what we've been saying. He says, build your five B's, beans, bullets, band-aids, buddies, and bullion. And don't fall for the other B, as in BS. Then he ends PT. That means physical training, not physical therapy. PT, physical training. This is a military term. And then more PT. Eat your peas. Avoid crowds. Render clown world irrelevant through personal action and organization. And if you can convince just one person, we double our numbers. Think about it. Agreed. And that's what we're trying to do here every week, is just convince just one more person this week not to play along with the clown world. Make it irrelevant through personal action, through organization. Agreed. I have some action items I want to share with you based on this and kind of expand. But there's one thing that's missing here, in my opinion, and I think it should be at the top of the list. Here's your action items, Patriots. First of all, number one, if Christ isn't your Lord and Savior, you need to give your life to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the commander of the army of God, the highest order of warrior, Jesus Christ. If you are a patriot who loves America and you want to return to our conservative traditional values of the founding fathers of this country, our founding principles, you want to return to the rule of law, the Constitution, if you and to re-implement the Republic. If you are opposed to Marxism, globalism, communism, and forced acceptance of sexual deviancy, Islam, etc., you will be targeted. If you stand for those things and if you stand against those other things, you will be targeted, whether you're a Christian or not. In the future, you're going to have a choice. If you want to hold true to those traditional American patriotic values and you want to oppose this dark, evil system that's trying to exert itself on us. If you stand, if that's your position, you will be targeted. In the future, you are only going to have two choices, compliance or non-compliance. That's it. But if non-compliance is your choice and you don't want to comply with this new dark globalist system, you will be targeted either while belonging to Christ or separated from him. Regardless, if you have any hope of making it through it, and if you don't make it through it because the forces that are being brought to bear are immense, the chances of you, all of us are going to see an afterlife at some point. And if you want to stand for those traditional values and not be a Christian, you're in jeopardy. You're in jeopardy anyway. But if you're going to make that stand without Christ, I urge you to reconsider, because there is no hope outside of him. Now, if you're unsure what that means or how to do that, then contact me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. Now, and the other thing too is, you know, I there are a ton of pastors in Ameron and in this listening audience who might not even be in Ameron. I could tell you, we could put together one of the most impressive Patriot Chaplain Corps groups on earth with a number of people that are in this audience and among Ameron. Amazing. If you've been thinking about that, you're not sure really where to go next, what the next steps are, and you're thinking things are about ready to get real, and I should probably actually think about that, the Christian, the religious thing. It's not a religious thing. If that's what you think, you've missed it. But anyway, no patriot left behind, right? Now's the time. Okay, the item that he listed was that he listed last. I'm going to address first PT, and then more PT, physical training, getting ourselves in shape physically. Lady Liberty and I. I've worked out quite a bit over, you know, my adult life, but I have not worked out in the last couple of years steady. I mean, I've done some workouts and I've done physical activity, but a deliberate PT program, a workout program to really intentionally get myself back up to shape, back to speed where I can up to speed, mission capable, where I can haul a rucksack and a weapon over mountains through the woods, you know, and make it past 100 yards. No, I wasn't quite that bad out of shape, but I'd let myself get out of shape. So we joined a gym. We started working out and I'll tell you what, it hurts at first. I want to encourage you guys to put that right up on your list. We've got to become stronger. We've got to build up. I'll tell you what, I know there's a lot of older people in the audience too. If you can, just start stretching for a week and then just start walking for a week. Walk a quarter of a mile and then walk a half a mile. And then next thing you know, you're going to be stronger. You'll be able to walk further, or you'll be able to lift more weight or whatever. But if you're young, healthy, and there's not a reason physically why you can't, you need to get yourselves in shape. We are so grateful that we took that leap and even the expense of it, because it really created an environment where we could really grow and thrive together. And of course, she's got a strong background. I have a strong background in, you know, physical conditioning and working out and lifting weights and stuff. But Lady Liberty is kind of my coach. She's my physical, what do you call it? Personal trainer. And it's good. So you can actually kind of, you know, urge each other on. If you can't, husband and wife, if you're alone or you can't, the other person just absolutely refuses to get on board, then find a working buddy, a workout buddy of the same sex, and start working out with them. Get yourselves in shape. Number three, food storage. I'm telling you guys, this is so time sensitive. Things are coming so fast and things will deteriorate so fast. Once we reach a certain point, we are really on borrowed time, more so than I said that we were before. Food storage. Start with building up a 30-day supply. Don't take 30 days to do it. Do it as quickly as you can. Then once you hit that goal, set up a 90-day food supply, then 6 months, then a year. If you can do all that in the next 3 weeks, then great. But and if it takes you, you know, a couple of months to build up a year's worth of food, then do it. But do it. And then also set yourself up to start producing your own food if you can. Seeds, the organic, heirloom seeds. Stow them away. Nice, cool, dry place out of the sunlight. If you can get chickens right now, it's kind of past that point. We just got another 11 chickens this spring. We're really glad we did. They're doing really well. Well, we had 12. One didn't do so well. So we have 11. They're doing well. Now, the next thing on my list is to start storing up long-term food storage for them, you know, in metal cans. So we can produce our own food if the food supply becomes disrupted, which it already is, but, I mean, further disrupted. Look at the meat department at your grocery store. It's like big, wide-open, gaping holes that are not getting replaced. So the next thing is you need to, if you haven't done so already, get armed and trained. With the defunding of police, you're going to see fewer and fewer police, and the police that are there are not going to respond in many cases. And in some cases, like we are seeing, the police are responding and doing nothing. Why? Because they're intimidated. They're afraid. We are going to be on our own. Now, I recommend a combat rifle and a combat handgun. I don't care how many guns you have. If you've got a hunting rifle and shotguns and bird guns and everything else, that's great. But you need a combat rifle for, I would recommend, every member of your family. But that's a huge leap if you have nothing. Start with the man of the family first, and then all of the adults in the family, and then the rest of the family if they're capable of handling a firearm, and do it in that order. Each combat rifle needs to have 1,000 rounds of ammunition of at least 62 grains or higher bullet weight, like the military SS-109. There's other ammunition that is as good, if not better, in performance, but this, we're talking about a minimum starting point here. Your SS-109 is military-grade ammunition, 62 grains, 1,000 rounds. A basic combat load in the military is 230 rounds. Okay, with a 1,000-round case of ammo, that gives you at least 4+ basic combat loads. A basic combat load of 230 rounds is 7 magazines, 1 in the weapon, and then 6 on your harness, which means you also need to get a harness that will hold 6 rounds. A plate carrier, if you can, for a ballistic plate. I recommend minimum 7 magazines, but preferably 14 magazines. That way you have 2 basic combat loads in magazines loaded all the time per combat rifle. Now, this isn't for next week. This isn't for next month. This is for some point in the future when things get real and it's coming. Your combat handgun, I prefer a Glock 17 or a Glock 19. My daily carry is a Glock 19, which is the more compact version of a Glock 17, which is the full-size version, okay, because of the magazine capacity, 9mm combat ammo for self-defense. And we'll expand on some of this stuff as well into the future. But next, training. I recommend that you take a training course. These two lawyers that were standing out on their front porch. First of all, I would not recommend standing out on your front porch with two untrained people, especially if I'm trained and I've got an untrained person standing next to me with a non-functioning firearm, but waving it around with their finger on the trigger is going to escalate things against an already hostile crowd. You are exposed. You're out in the open. You need to take up a position that offers cover and concealment and or concealment, but definitely cover, because these guys are going to get armed. The leftists, the Marxist revolutionaries are going to increasingly arm themselves, and we are going to see gun battles in the streets of America. When? I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but it's coming, and it can come. Once it comes so fast. Okay, so don't delay on this. You need training. Nobody on your team should be waving a gun around with their finger on the trigger. I don't care if you think the gun doesn't work or not. And if the gun doesn't work, you shouldn't have it in your hand. Get the thing repaired or replaced. Now, as far as training, get yourself into a formal course in your area if time permits. Don't delay. A lot of these courses are backed up for months. Don't wait. There is a college-level course on anything you ever want to learn on YouTube by some very competent instructors. I would like to solicit some of the best instructors that you guys – I haven't gone on YouTube and looked at firearms training videos in forever. So I know that some new guys have emerged. Some new guys have some guys have grown a lot. And there's some – there's also some bad training there as well that I've seen. But I haven't looked recently. So I'd like to solicit from you guys a list of top-notch – I mean, if you are former law enforcement, former military, you've undergone a lot of training – and you feel confident that you can assess this person's ability to teach good, solid tactics, techniques, and procedures, send me their YouTube channel, and we'll post it, and I'll help promote some of these guys that are putting on top-notch training. I wouldn't mind the list for myself, actually, because I train myself, but I haven't watched the videos in a long time. But this is you can bring an instructor into your living room or into your kitchen table to help you with this. You need to become familiar with your weapon. People are buying AR-15s. They don't even know how to field strip the thing. There's YouTube channels that talk all about this, how to safely break it down, firearm safety, fundamentals, get your weapons sighted in. Do not own an AR-15 that you haven't fired in months or maybe never have fired, and much less never have sighted it in. You need to sight in your AR-15s, especially the M4 models, 16-inch barrel models, 50 yards. Sight it in so that you are hitting dead on precisely where you're aiming at 50 yards. Okay, that'll give you a modified battle sight zero up to 300 yards with like an inch and a half, 1.8-inch deviancy up to 300 yards from 50 yards, well, from the barrel all the way up to 300 yards. Okay, you're going to be within 6 inches in elevation or less. Okay, so get your weapon sighted in. Can't believe how many people I've seen with AR-15s. They've owned it for a year or 2 years. They've never fired it, or they fired it a few times into a hillside, but they've never even sighted in their AR-15s. Okay, under the buddy category, get connected. Get connected tactically. I'm strongly urging people, prayerfully consider this, but if it is right for you, I want to see the militia and the 3% organizations or mutual aid groups numbers swell. Or if you can't find somebody you can trust or trustworthy, and ask around, ask the militias, what do you think about this other militia? What do you think about this other 3% group? Ask around in your community, guys that are in the firearms community. There's people that are very squared away in the militias in the 3%, and there are those that are on the other end of the spectrum. You need to talk to people. You need to vet these guys. And if they're not solid, and for as far as I'm concerned, they should be also Christians. If they're not Christians, I would not follow their leadership. Okay? In this particular day and age, we've all served in the military, and our platoon sergeant or company commander, whatever, we're not Christians. We followed into battle. That's different. It's an institutionalized entity under the covering of a higher authority. That falls into a different realm. But on this level, that's my advice. As far as continuing on, if you can't find a good group, then get with two or three or four or five. Develop a small fire team with friends and family that you trust, your brother, your brother-in-law, your best friend, a guy from work, the guys you shot together, a guy from church, a couple of guys from your Bible study. These guys are solid. They've got good, solid backgrounds. They're level-headed. And you guys understand, you can discern the times that you're in. Get out and start training. Standardize your equipment so you're not all six of you with six different rifles and six different calibers and six different types of configurations. Get your stuff wired tight, get standardized, and start training together as a team. And then just use your discernment to observe and find what type of leadership might emerge in the future that you could fall under. But in the meantime, you've got a mutual assistance group. You guys could call for help and bail each other out or protect your community, or you could integrate yourself into an organized, squared away team under solid leadership in the future if that need arose. I would also recommend to try to develop this within your church. In your church, you cannot preserve now or restore afterward in a rebuilding, if you're ignorant of your heritage, you need to learn your American heritage, the founding documents. Everything from Wall Builders is solid. There's other great resources too, but that's just right off the top of my head. I want to encourage you to have your pastor get involved in the Black Robe Regiment. This is an article I've been meaning to put together. I'm going to this week with resources, multiple resources, but a lot of you guys, you don't need to wait for me to do that. Because I mean, it's simple. There's the Wall Builders has a Black Robe Regiment program. There's danfisherbrr.com, which is Black Robe Regiment. danfisherbrr.com. He's been doing a lot of presentations, speaking to pastors, developing a Black Robe Regiment. There's also the nationalblackroberegiment.com, and then of course wallbuilders.com. Join Black Robe Regiment. And then finally, blackrobereg.org. blackrobereg.org. Several resources so your pastor can become a Black Robe Regiment pastor. Or I would be looking for a church whose pastor can discern the times that we're in and is moving in that direction. That Black Robe Regiment type of patriot pastor, we're going to need him more than ever here in the future. Finances. The other two things that he mentioned, bullion. Okay, bullion, economics, finances. That doesn't necessarily mean gold bullion, but it could. If you have a large amount of wealth that you need to protect from hyperinflation and the devaluation of our dollar and the loss of massive wealth is coming, and it's coming soon. Get debt free as fast as you can. I have a storage unit and I have a storage container, stuff that I intend to use. There's stuff that I don't know if I'll ever use. There's things I know I won't use. I've been waiting for the opportunity to have a yard sale, so I'm going to be expediting that. And we are assessing, and we are going to be selling off as much as we can, instead of storing things that we know we're not going to use, we don't have any intentions to use. We've been dragging our feet about having a yard sale, but we're going to be expediting that. Before fall, that's going to happen. We want to unload a bunch of stuff so we can get we're basically debt-free, except for the property, a mortgage and things like that. So we're close, but there's things that we need to do logistically, and it takes money, and we don't make a whole lot of money doing this. So we do have some things that we can adjust and sell, and I know most all of you also do. So you've been thinking about it, you've been talking about it. Now it's time to do it. We need to get ourselves as absolutely debt-free as possible and as self-reliant economically as possible. So anyway, that's just a speed trip through task items, action items, lists, things that I recommend with a sense of urgency. And there's obviously a lot more, and I could expand widely on that. And if you guys need to go back and download this podcast and listen to it and back it up and re-listen to it again and back it up and listen to it again and take notes until I get, or if I miss a resource in the highlights resources posting, or if you want to get on this, in the next 24 hours and I haven't gotten that posted yet, then you can do that. But there you go, guys. Okay. Before I ramble on too much longer, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back with Lady Liberty doing some research, ties with Soros, China, Antifa, all the usual suspects, new developments and things we want to discuss. It's going to end up just being a teaser because there's so much to cover. We're going to have to take it in bite-sized pieces. We'll be talking about it in the morning commute on ACN on our weekly shows every morning, 7 to 7:30 a.m. Out of Spokane, the Pacific time, by the way. So anyway, right back with Lady Liberty, segment 4, right after this.
There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Sometimes God puts you somewhere for a special reason. For me, I believe it's to help like-minded patriots find safety and security for their loved ones. At Revolutionary Realty, we educate buyers about solar power, growing food, obtaining water, and personal security. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's great redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
All right, welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt, segment four, the fourth and final segment, which is brought to you by Werks Holsters, spelled W-E-R-K-Z, as in Zulu, and that's their website, works.com. Werks LLC makes custom-made Kydex holsters and magazine carriers for all your needs. And keyword, custom, customized. You have tactical lights, you got lasers or other optics on your handgun, and it's almost impossible to find the right holster that fits for it. That's what they do, customized Kydex holsters. They have standard items as well. But check them out at works.com. Lifetime guarantee on all their products. All right, now this segment, as I mentioned, that Lady Liberty has been doing some research and tying some other connections together, connecting dots. So, Lady Liberty, thanks for being with me on segment four.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always good to be here.
Yeah, this is a good time, and we have a really great time scheduled every morning from 7 a.m. to 7:30 live. On KTW out of Spokane. What do you think of that?
What a blessing. Oh, my gosh. The fact that that worked out is just mind-blowing.
It is. And, they made an offer. We couldn't refuse. And not like we're getting paid for it. We have to pay for it.
We're paying for it.
Right. It's like I mentioned, there's two different ways you can, commercial radio works. One, the radio station goes out there and they bird dog for sponsors to pay for the airtime. And then they offer a slot either for free to a radio host, or they pay them a small amount, $12, $15 an hour, $100 a week, to do a half an hour show or, whatever, an hour a day or something. They don't get paid much. Well, the way that the ACN does it is that they will offer you a time slot for X amount of money for that airtime that we have to pay. So we are responsible for going out and getting our own sponsors for to cover that. But it's actually very affordable. It was for prime time in that type of a market.
Yeah, we got a really fantastic opportunity is the way we view it. And when we view this as service to the Lord, we get the opportunity to share this news and this, anymore, it seems to be like more warnings with the church, with all of God's people. So, we just look at it as a fantastic opportunity. So,
yep, it's a way to be out there to encourage the patriots, to educate people, to speak truth when all these lies are swirling around.
Yep,
to edify the church and motivate people, hopefully to action. And this is a great opportunity. The time and season that we're in is just amazing.
Right.
And a cool thing for us to be able to do together.
I know. We're both having a blast so far. So.
I know. Now, codename segment four now is going to be codename Daily Co-Host.
we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, so. Lady Liberty. This is great stuff. Now, you've been doing some research here, and in the last few, probably about, 10, 12 minutes here before, so we can wrap this up. You've been doing some research, and there's some kind of alarming connections that we all suspected, but they're being affirmed, right? So talk about that. What are you discovering?
Well, so I've been looking into this. I hate to say that this is just one article, but it's such a huge article. It's like a an 8 or 10 page article put out by the magazine The New American. And the title of that article is called What's Really Behind the Riots? And it's written by Alex Newman, who did an absolutely knockout job. And so there he covers so much in this article. There's no way we can get to all of it, but what he has brought to light is extremely critical that we all understand. And so there's some critical points like George Soros being connected to China and helping to push China into the driving seat of the UN. And yes. So what we have here for information largely is we all know that he already funds this kind of stuff, and he and the Rockefeller Foundation, all the big scary elite billionaires that are funding this is no surprise. But still some of the statements that were made are
One thing, I just for backdrop, I think a lot of people don't realize George Soros is living in China right now, correct? Well,
he's hiding in China because there's an arrest warrant for him if he leaves China.
Out of Hungary, right? Was it Hungary?
Out of Hungary, yeah. And I believe Italy. Oh, no, Italy is after Gates. That's right. I forgot about that.
That's right. So interesting. George Soros is working with the Chinese. Well, he's living there.
Right. And so just listen to this statement here out of the New American. It says they're talking about how Soros is funding things. And it says, for example, Soros has openly and repeatedly praised the mass murdering communist regime enslaving China, even claiming it has a better functioning government than the United States. I think you need a new world. This is his statement alone. He says, I think you need a new world order that China has to be part of the process of creating it. And they have to buy in. They have to own it in the same way as the United States owns the current order. He said in an interview with the Financial Times. And so the fact that, oh my gosh. So they think that China should be in charge of the United Nations, which would be in charge of the world, you know,
right,
in the same way that the United States is currently leader of the globe, you know, as far as like strength and economy and whatnot. So
they already think they're the superior race.
Right. And so furthermore, to go on and explain more about this article, they're describing that what's behind all these riots besides the financial and funding end of this is that it's exactly what we've been saying all along, is that we are now under attack from every single direction. And so how they're describing it in this article is that it's a communist tactic that the Czechoslovakians used, where it's a pressure from above and pressure from below, where the top pressure includes, groups like your major media outlets, celebrities, politicians, billionaires, United Nations officials, any bigwigs with a big name, and this kind of thing is the where the pressure from above comes down. And then the pressure from below, they're talking about all of these rioting groups that Soros and the Rockefeller Foundation are funding. So
right, the street thugs, the brown shirts.
Right, the BLM, Antifa, and et cetera. They're all part of this communist attack. And so, they even list them all. They list so many different groups besides Antifa and BLM. They list the group Indivisible, the Revolutionary Communist Party USA, the Communist Party USA, California Forward, Color of Change. And they had something in here that I thought was a little bit disturbing, actually. It says, Interestingly, witches and Satanists were openly involved in the demonstrations and even publicly casting spells and hexes on the police, using the hashtag witches for BLM, the practitioners of the occult garnered over 10 million views on TikTok. The hatred for God has been on full display, too. When a preacher entered the Antifa-controlled autonomous zone in Seattle, he was violently attacked by a mob as homosexuals attempted to sexually assault him. "You'll die out here," said one man who violently confronted the evangelist. "Do you want to die out here?" And so...
it's like Lot in Sodom.
I know. That was what that's what I thought of, too. And then it says in the end times it'll be, you know, likened to the times of Noah and the times of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so there's...
wow. So now we have pressure from above, which we can obviously see every day. Just watch the news. And we see the pressure from below, which we can also see. It's not latent. It is just right out in the open. And then also the pressure from within. It's the subversion that's taking place within our entities, within the FBI, within many of the bureaucracies, many of the agencies, and even the Pentagon and our military are working to undermine the commander-in-chief from within. So we have a very deeply divided government, because there are definitely patriots among the government, in the government, who will be targets for, you know, these witch hunts, these weeding out processes to remove patriots from among the ranks. We've seen them war game that in their scenario-based training.
Right. And there's, I know that you've already gone over this in previous episodes about the Rich Higgins memo. And, and so there is a quote that was in here about this specifically. And many of you already know Rich Higgins was the previous U.S. National Security Council Director of Policy and Planning.
Yep.
And he wrote this memo to President Trump right before he got fired. And this, and Trump had nothing to do with that. Somebody else fired him.
Right.
But
Trump says, "Where's Higgins? I like that guy."
Yeah, exactly. And so this was the quote pertaining to what's happening right now with all these riots and this craziness that we're seeing. He says, "Globalists and Islamists recognize that for their visions to succeed, America, both as an ideal and as a national and political identity, must be destroyed." He continued in his memo to President Trump, saying that atomization of society must also occur at the individual level, with attacks directed against all levels of group and personal identity, hence the sexism, racism, and xenophobia memes. So, simply stated, the riots aim to dismantle American and Christian civilization and replace them with something new, was his sentiment. And so, we're not incorrect by saying we are under a full scale attack that is just getting underway.
Yes, we are. And Rich Higgins, incidentally, started up with the other gentleman. I can't recall his name right off the top of my head, but they both formed kind of a think tank in the website, Unconstrained Analytics. And Unconstrained Analytics is continuing to follow this stuff as well. And Alex Newman, that you're quoting there, has done amazing work. He's been to Eastern Europe a lot. He spent a lot of time in the former Yugoslav, you know, republics, in the Czech Republic, in Ukraine. And so he's over there regularly, and I think Hungary as well, which, by the way, Hungary is the European redoubt, the last remaining Christian nation.
Right,
you know,
declared Christian.
Amazing. They're setting examples that we should be setting as America. But
Trump's not too far behind him, actually. I'm pretty proud of what he's been saying lately about the church and us being Christian. I think I'm just very impressed
Absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, the president of Hungary has his adversaries that are trying to tear him down as well. It's quite a battle. And this is an attack on America is the number one target, because George Soros, his own words, the United States is the biggest barrier between instituting a global global order of justice and peace, right? So the United States is the number one barrier. That's the bottom line. But this is happening. The spirit of America, the desire for freedom and liberty and the rule of law and government accountability are worldwide. So this fight is happening all over the world, but
right.
we're at the front lines of it here right. in America.
Well, and so there's another kind of summary statement in this article that I'd like to read here real quick. It kind of just wraps it up nicely. It says, "The movement sweeping America and even Europe is about setting people against each other, fomenting unrest, and attempting to crush America's system of local policing while moving toward nationalized and even globalized police and centralized governance. That is the new world order."
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah.
And they're implementing it. So I know this is kind of a teaser because we've got to wrap things up. And I know that we get to talk about this now for a half an hour every morning, every weekday.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to be, I'll tell you what, so much stuff comes and goes throughout the week that you can't even cover it all by the time you get to the weekend. You got to pick and choose what you're going to cover in a 30-minute Saturday show.
Right.
And then, you know, try to parse out all that stuff to talk about on Sunday night.
Well, and the best part of that being that with such a crucial timing before the primary, we get the opportunity to try to bring Christians on board to get them registered to vote. I mean, oh my goodness, we could make a huge dent right off the bat if we can get as many Christians registered to vote as humanly possible while, yeah. you know, while we're speaking to them. So yep. I'm so looking forward to
that. And in the meantime, preparing them for the fallout of the November elections, regardless of which way it goes. I believe there is a very strong potential for a violent backlash, whether Trump wins the reelection or whether he loses. If he loses, the left is going to feel so empowered. All the gloves are going to be coming off because there will be nothing to stop them except for the citizens, which our legal system, our prosecutors, all of our leftist city councils, all of these are going to be working to steamroll citizens at the local and state levels.
Right. And I mean, one step at a time though, right? I mean, we still need the Christian voting bloc. We can, oh my gosh, if we can just mobilize them and convince them that they can make the difference yep. in this nation.
They
right
would
now.
Make a difference if they knew it. It's like the locusts.
Right.
If they realize
right.
the locusts to the ants, right? If the ants realize that they outnumbered us and how much power they
right.
would have.
Shh, quiet.
Yeah. Shh. Don't say it out loud.
Right.
Come on, Christians, rise up.
That's
Get
right.
ready.
That's right.
Okay, so this is good stuff. All right, so I guess we'll go ahead and wrap things up. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff that we're still pulling up. And a lot of things that we're going to be discussing as we go on this week. This week are Ameron nets, practice nets. We want to encourage people to get their emergency communications in order. Grid up and grid down communications. Encryption, anonymity, your virtual private networks or VPNs in place. Grid up and grid down skills. Definitely strongly encourage that. We'll be talking more about that stuff as we go on. But Lady Liberty, you've got the Political Church podcast that you'll be doing right after this, right? You're all ready to go.
Yep, that's right.
You're in the hot seat. You've got the mic. You got the headphones. You are ready to rock and roll. You got all your research there in front of you. So, all right, we'll let you get prepped for that. I want to thank you guys all for tuning in. You have a blessed rest of the week. And that New American Magazine, if you don't know, that is the publication, bi-monthly publication, like every bi-weekly, comes out every 2 weeks, of the New American is the bi-weekly publication of the John Birch Society, the long track record of being watchdogs against socialism, Marxism, communism, globalism, and all threats against the United States. Very well researched, very well documented. And Alex Newman is one of the main writers there. I've seen him speak a couple of times and met him a few times. And they just do an amazing job. So
really nice guy, too.
Yeah. Yeah. They all are. All those guys, all the top level guys from the John Birch are just great. And we strongly recommend that you guys get involved, become members, because they are very what the Maoists are trying to do to affect elections in our country, the John Birch Society is doing as well on the other end of that, and for the patriots, they're doing great work. So, Lady Liberty, any final thoughts? Any parting shots?
Yeah, one last thing that I wanted to share with everyone that I thought was just really, really awesome news. And that is that I don't know if everybody already knows this or not, but Trump has withdrawn the U.S. government from the United Nations Human Rights Council. And so...
Really?
Yes, which is awesome because it's more or less an agency that includes the most murderous regimes on the planet, you know.
Kidding. So we don't want to be associated with them.
Yeah, it's more or less like the UN Dictators Club, you know. So yeah. So the fact that Trump pulled us out of that is a phenomenal achievement. I'm so proud of him for that.
Right. It's the Fox's Club of let's be nice to chickens.
Yes. I could never have put it that well.
promoting niceness to chickens. All the foxes are on the committee. It's like two wolves and a sheep voting on what's going to be for dinner, right? That's a democracy.
Yes.
There we go. Mob rules. And the mob is ruling. My goodness. All right, guys. You have a blessed rest of the week. Lady Liberty, once again, thank you for being with me on segment 4.
So glad to be here, and God bless everyone.
Yeah. All right, guys. This is the voice of the American Redoubt, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name, too. Good night.